from a death in the music world now to something of a rebirth. Muzak, best known for its inoffensive, unobtrusive, ultra-bland music, is changing its brand name. The company announced today that it will now be known as Mood, after Muzak's owner, Mood Media. Its chairman and CEO said in a statement that this marked the end of an iconic American brand, or as Fast Company put it, the musical equivalent of white bread.
Muzak was all over the place.
That's Joseph Lanza, author of the book Elevator Music, A Surreal History of Muzak, Easy Listening, and Other Mood Song. Muzak first appeared as a brand in 1934, but Lanza says the company had its biggest impact in the 1960s and 70s.
It was in the White House at one point. LBJ even owned a franchise.
Yes, Muzak kept you moderately entertained in both oval and non-oval offices, shopping malls and waiting rooms.
It also was used in the distant early warning places up in the north where they would watch for Soviet mischief and radar, and that they needed to be alert. So the music really, it didn't really put people to sleep so much as it just relaxed them yet kept them alert.
Muzak even reportedly played during the Apollo 11 space mission to keep the astronauts calm.
I guess also, being cramped in a space capsule on your way to the moon, it would be a little tense.
Of course, back here on Earth, Muzak is most well known for playing in elevators, which for some people is like being cramped in a space capsule on your way to the moon.
Now, over the years, Muzak could never quite shake its reputation for cheesy elevator music. But today, we remember the name Muzak and the music that perhaps we didn't realize was there in the first place.